First one. Yeah. Break it up.
Yo, I break it up and spit it like tobacco in right fields. I'm acting like a savage and exploding like minefields. So much aggression and expression of minefields. Like fighting for my life, a rap attacker with mic skills. The time is critical and ticking like time bombs. My offense is pivotal, my lyrics will bear arms. My defense is evident, I block and I jab back. Duck and attack and smack him with the back of my left hand. Just like a horror movie, moment you ran into me. An evil spirit, you hear it and now you'll never lose me. Call it some braggadocious magic like Hocus Pocus. Tiger fist with a little bit of the dragon lotus. Who needs a bodyguard? I'll hit your body hard. 55 hit combo to split your phony squad. Thinking faster than brain matter can spark a thought. Plan a suggestion, inception before the script was bought. Battle with axes and hammers and bullets blazing. Call it amazing the way I'm raiding your masquerade.
And we're back, everyone, to a new episode of the Feuding Factions. I don't know what episode we're on, but
11. Some slugging.
Do we actually have numbers for the episodes, or we just name them?
I just name them. I think for a while we were counting, but we stopped.
11-7.
Some alcoholic beverage ASMR.
Oh. I do enjoy the alcoholic ASMRs.
Well, this is like what, like the third or fourth recording session? Like it only took me like four to get through that plastic bottle vodka.
Oh, that big old
that Granite State.
Yeah.
I was trying to only drink it when we recorded.
Yeah.
And then I was like, shit, we don't record every day of the week.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Tessie, stop.
That's like a usually do every other, if that makes sense.
We typically do like...
we do a recording.
Like 2 weeks, and then like 3 weeks, yeah. I feel like. It's like on a cadence where we get like...
usually there's a break in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do like 3 recordings in an 8 week period.
Yeah.
And then I think it's like, it turns out to be like six episodes or so.
Inevitably, one of us will be not available for that bi-weekly kind of thing.
Yeah, it's mainly like, I don't know about you, but I wanted to go golfing last week, so I was just like, yeah, no, sorry.
That makes sense.
It is nice out.
It is nice out.
You just invested in a bunch of golf stuff, so I expect that.
Yeah. That was last year. That was actually, I'm going to get more golf stuff.
Still recent, damn it.
Did you get that deal from... did you end up going to Dick's and getting those clubs there?
No, I wound up getting, so I remember which ones you were talking about. The ping ones? No, I wound up buying a set of Callaway irons. And now I need to get a set of wedges. Because now, like, the way that irons are, it's like you pretty much get, like, you can get like, you know, a 4-iron to your pitching wedge, or like a 4-iron to your approach or whatever. But like, I did 4 hybrid. So I got 4-5 hybrid, 6-7-8-9 pitching wedge. But the pitching wedge, the loft on it is only like 41 degrees.
Okay.
So it's pretty shallow. So like, you could still hit it pretty damn far with that pitching wedge.
Don't you swing the other way too? You swing left?
No, I'm right-handed. So I am left-handed. I only eat and write left-handed. I do everything else right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you were saying something about when you had first gone to the simulator there that you were doing better as a right-handed versus left.
When I was like a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I originally, when I played like T-ball and stuff as a kid, they tried to get me to do everything lefty because I was left-handed. Yeah. It was like, well, I write with my left hand, I eat with my left hand. And I just thought that, oh, man, I am terrible at sports because I would try and throw a ball with a left hand. I would try to do everything with my left hand. Couldn't do
it's
it.
All right.
And then one day they were just like, hey, Will, try like here. And they gave me like a left-handed glove. And they were just like, try throwing it with your right hand and catching it with your left hand. I was like, oh, no, it's just I'm right-handed.
For this.
Yeah.
So, but that's like one of the things that messes me up with like with wrestling is like so much of it is right hand dominant.
And you're left hand?
And I'm left hand dominant. So just like Lucha Libre is the other way around.
Southpaw.
Yeah. And everything goes in a, in one direction with what, when you're training and stuff. So like, it's just, it's a.
Mind fuck?
Yeah. It's definitely like a learning, a learning.
Adjustment.
Yeah. But whatever.
Think of a gimmick yet.
Working on it.
All right.
Working on it.
All right.
I thought we already settled one.
I don't know. Which one was that?
The gym teacher one.
The gym teacher that cares too much?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'd just be Coach Carter.
How would I reach these kids?
Yeah. Just stand and deliver meets PE teacher. yeah, that's great.
It's so easy because you could be a baby, you could be healed. There's
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
You come out to Saved by the Bell theme song.
You have a whistle.
It's the only way I could have a mustache.
Tank and shorts, the mustache.
Yeah. Yep. Jorts.
Be like the dude from Big Mouth.
But yeah, no, still working on that. Got some ideas.
Nice.
But yeah, that'll be good. Down like 30 pounds.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I hit a plateau there for like a week or two where I couldn't get past like the 235 mark.
Cause it was turning into muscle.
Yeah. So it was like
putting it on still.
I was going between like 235 and 238, like fluctuating back and forth. And then just, like, I took a couple days off, had, like, a cheat meal or two, and then, like, got back onto my calorie deficit, and I woke up this morning, it was, like, 232 or 230 or something like that, so I'm like, all right, nice. Sweet. It was just, like, a, just kind of, like, survival mode, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I've been super stressed lately.
Understandable.
I'm sure the drinking's gonna fix it.
It always does. It'll have a resolution.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a resolution. Might not be the one I'm looking for, but...
Speaking of drinks, how many do you think we had ordered at...
Way too many.
Dynamite? Didn't we order like a dozen four-packs, right?
Well, one, you gotta give them credit. They're all tall boys.
Yeah, they are all tall boys.
I was like, oh, like, I've...
We ordered way more than we probably needed.
We only walked out with three.
Yeah.
Because I had pocketed two and you'd pocket one.
Yeah.
And that was all that was left.
And I was drinking one at like on
that,
the way
That
out.
Was all that was left?
That was all that was left.
And we were... I mean, I had four.
I had a solid eight.
We had pretty much the rest.
Yeah. I woke up the next morning and was like, I might still be drunk.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to work the next day, so I knew not to...
I mean,
jumping too hard.
I did have to work the next day. That's why I jumped in too
hard. Yeah, but you work from home, man. It's a little different.
That's true.
Don't actually have to present yourself in front of somebody. I mean, maybe on a webcam.
Like a webcam, yeah.
Yeah, but you could fake that with post.
So we had ordered 44 beers
nice.
To the room, which is nuts.
That's 11.
A lot of growing boys there.
Yeah.
And
was that just our half of the room, or does that include like Johnny and his friends too?
So Johnny got the 4-pack of Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin got a 4-pack of the Bud Light Seltzer.
Yeah.
Then the married couple got a 4-pack of the Harpoons mm-hmm. and split that between them, two of them.
And then we had 11 packs of then we Corona.
yes. Bolio.
Yeah.
Was going out and buying.
Yeah, he was getting his own.
Yeah.
So that was 11 between the three of us.
Which is nuts.
I'm glad none of us drove.
So, well, Daryl had... Daryl and those...
Yeah. Okay, they had a
so,
couple.
Yeah, so Daryl had... He said six.
Yeah.
And then...
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
One of his buddies had two.
Okay.
So there's eight gone.
Yeah.
Bolio had maybe one or two. So that leaves... 30 between us three.
That's about
right. Yeah, no, that makes sense, yeah. Because Coronas, too, like...
I may have had five.
Coronas don't, like...
Yeah.
They don't hit me until they hit me, and then once they hit me, I'm like... Bow.
You're pretty drunk.
Yeah. So, we
killed those boys.
Had a good time.
Yeah,
that was a great time.
Glad I didn't have a cigar.
Good matches. Yeah.
Some of the drunkest times I've ever been has been, I can't even say one of my college graduations, college graduation party, had a bunch of Coronas and then had just like a single, like pretty mild cigar, but I just hadn't had a cigar in forever. I was asleep in the bathroom. just sitting.
Oh, I enjoy a good cigar.
Yeah. It was fun. Yeah.
So if Bolio dipped in mm-hmm. to the Coronas, or even if I just ordered Bud Light, we would have probably surpassed 50, give or take.
Goals for next time.
Yeah.
And they never even charged me for the Sprite and Cranberry that Castle
worked. Oh, man, because that's really breaking the bank on the Sprite and Cranberry.
And then they forgot to charge me for a 4-pack of beer.
Okay.
We got a lot of stuff.
Good $60, just kind
of
free.
They made a lot of money off of us that night. So
yeah,
100%.
Yeah, but whatever. That was a fun show, by the way.
That was a great show.
Like,
it was a
really good show.
To be honest, like that coming out, like that was their first show after Mania.
First show after Mania, mm-hmm. and
the first
Mania weekend. So all the other cards, so ROH, Impact, mm-hmm. everybody else, New Japan, I think, ran a show.
Yeah.
Like, and that was great. Like, we saw Samoa Joe's first match in AEW.
Yeah.
If you don't count Super Card of Honor, because that's technically Ring of Honor still.
And he kind of just showed up. It wasn't really like a thing.
Yeah. That's true. He didn't actually have a match. He just
showed up. Yeah. So we got that. We got the Yuta.
Mm-hmm. Utes.
The Yuta confirmation into the Blackpool.
Yep. Yeah, it's been a
that tag match.
That tag match was really good.
FTR,
yeah. That was right after they had won
the ROH titles. Yeah, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're gonna look back in 5-10 years and be like, wow, like
that was a card.
That was a good day.
Yeah.
Do you think that was better than the Halloween episode?
Yes. Absolutely. Well, the Halloween episode was fun and it was good to see. Like that was like really still Adam Cole just transitioning into
the club.
AEW and stuff. This was really like they had kind of hit full tilt because like I don't even think like we didn't have a Punk match that night, correct?
We didn't have Punk. No.
We didn't have Hook. We didn't have
the Jurassic Express. We had like a come down.
Rundown.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, rundown.
But half the card we didn't see.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Like we saw the prepackage of Keith Lee and mm-hmm. Swerve mm-hmm. backstage being thrown through the sheetrock.
Yeah.
And
like
we didn't have Baker.
Yeah. We had Jade Cargill though.
Yeah.
That was a fun match from what I remember, right? That was Jade versus, not Ruby.
Did Jade wrestle? She wrestled what? Rampage?
Yeah.
Was it Marina?
No, it wasn't Marina. It was the one before that.
It was the lead up to Marina.
Yeah. Oh, what was it?
I don't recall.
Yeah.
Was it Allie?
No.
No.
Oh, no, we got Allie versus Julia Hart, right? Yeah, that wasn't bad.
It was Sheeta versus Julia Hart.
Yeah, it was Sheeta.
Oh,
it was the qualifier for the Owen Hart.
Yeah.
Allie showed up, but I think she only walked down. I don't think she saw a match with her this time.
She was on the dark.
Oh, first match of the night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was in a tag match
with
whoever, and then Ruby was with Anna and
they had that
trios match, right?
And they no longer pairing TJ. Are they kind of splitting
I'd imagine that they're kind of probably pulling Tay into Sammy's
heel
world at the moment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't see anything of them tagging now. It's always Anna and...
I mean, if they're smart, they just have to utilize that heat.
Anna and Rubes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Sky. I think Sky was part of that trios.
Oh, Sky Blue?
Cora Jade? But what's her face got hurt that day?
Layla Hirsch.
Layla. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a bummer there.
Yeah, she was on a roll too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, had a fun show over the weekend.
Yeah,
working ring crew and stuff. Yep.
I talked to actually the Chaotic Boys were by me. I talked to someone who makes gear.
Yeah, Brad Cashew.
About possibly making me a Lucha mask for Comic-Con.
I actually talked to him about making myself gear when I need it. Because
you had mentioned making for gear for you.
Yeah.
And he was still behind us after some crackhead sat behind us and like stole our seats.
Yeah.
I was like, I got you guys. And I laid my sweatshirt across
the thing.
The seats there.
Yeah.
And then after I went up for a beer and I asked any of them if they won one. And Cash was like, yeah, I'm a black cherry seltzer guy. I'm like, sure. All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he was a nice guy. I talked to him for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
I might reach out to him for some ring gear, but I also wanted to get some stuff for just throw some ideas by your way once.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for like ideas, because like I was thinking about potentially having like getting stuff for like my varsity jacket stuff and
patches.
Yeah. Or not even a, well, like that's got the patches, but I was thinking like doing like a big kind of embroidery on the back.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Type of thing, but like with like not catchphrase, but you know, like,
yeah.
But and like I've got some gear ideas too, and I'm like, I'm wondering how much of it like I can go buy off the shelf stuff from like High Spots and then go and customize it myself by either patches or sewing some stuff on or some iron on stuff. But like at the same time, I'll probably like I kind of want a couple different things, like a couple different
to have
sets of gear. Yeah, just like right off the bat.
Yeah. Brad was saying he did Cassius's.
Yeah, he did Cassius's and
Monty's.
And Monty's. Yeah. Monty's looked great. I love I liked how that really came out. And
he was tweaking about the shirt.
Yeah. He's a hard worker. He's
No, you look
they're
good.
Both, you
look good.
Yeah, they're both going places.
What's his face had a better song this time? Scott.
Oh, Scott. Yeah. I like. Yeah, that was the first time he had used that, at least at APW.
Yeah. Way better song than last time.
He used to end a heartache, I think, so or Kill Switch. So.
Yeah, it was a remix though. When it opened up. Yeah. The last time he came out to something and it sounded like something everybody else was using.
His old theme was I want to say End of Heartache by Killswitch Engage. So it was it was same band that CM Punk's first song was in, not
in Ring of Honor,
no in WWE.
So
same band, different song.
It sounded way better.
But yeah, this was like a Papa Roach remix or something like that. Yeah, but it was cool. Yeah, like those show days now are I look forward to, like, it's a 18-hour day, but I look forward to it.
It's a good day though. It's fun.
Yeah, and like we're getting better at like the setup, tear down, all that. Like, you know, it's getting quicker. But like this month was really cool because we had a seminar by Dango.
Yeah, he was before, right?
Yeah.
Is that why he was first? So he can get out of there.
No. The seminar was at like 10 to 2.
Oh, okay.
Or 12 to 2. Sorry. And then he came back later in the night.
I don't know if he had stayed.
He was there for a bit. I don't know if he had another booking that night or whatever. But he's up in Maine.
Yeah.
So I'm not. You know. But.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a long day for him. Makes sense for him to
kind of go
on first, and
so that's pretty cool. But yeah, that just fun night, fun locker room.
Cheap beers, nice.
Cheap beers.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, the only thing I wish that place had was a higher ceiling.
Oh, seriously, Waves and Curls. Did you? I don't know if you had saw what they did, but the small one, Braden.
Yeah.
Went to go to the top and realized it was you know.
Yeah, like right there.
So then he went down to the middle one.
Yeah.
And put his hands up and still touched the ceiling. So then he ended up jumping off the lower one.
Yeah.
So it was a haha gimmick, but
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
I absolutely love their gear. Dan, if you haven't seen it, there might be pictures up online, but Waves and Curls. So it's, what was it, Brandon?
Brandon, yeah.
Brandon, and then the bigger dude is Trayvon, or Trey, yeah. I think.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah,
and he Monsters, Inc. gear. So
yeah.
Trey's got the big blue Sully gear. And what's
he's
name?
Got Monster, yeah. Mike Wazowski.
I was like, that's so awesome.
It's the blue and purple, yeah. The color scheme.
Yeah.
And then he has the black and green for Mike.
And his jacket's got the horns on it from Sully. Yeah, it's just...
They come up with the Party Poppers, the streamers.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good time. It's a good time.
I actually like them, like their entrance, mm-hmm. better than the private parties. It's almost on like that same level.
Yeah, I miss private parties original.
Original
theme.
One.
I don't like shot or
shots.
Yeah, if that's what it's called. I like the it's a private party. You
are, I enjoy shots.
Yeah,
shots.
Not the Lil Jon song.
I enjoy shots.
Hey Dan,
everybody.
Yes. I just looked over and I'm like, yes. But yeah, no, that's great.
Hopefully you guys start traveling soon.
We just announced that
September.
Yeah, we're coming to Nashua. Got some other exciting.
All the way in Nashua?
Hey, from Newburyport.
So much better.
Wow. Newburyport's the typical. Newburyport is like APW's home, but yeah, like.
So this show,
yeah,
people watching was actually a different crowd than last time.
For
the most part,
a lot. Yeah. So you get a lot of familiar faces.
You get the
friends and family.
Yeah,
yeah. But on this show, it could have been Dango.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of different faces, more than last time.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I still see most of like the regular, like,
yeah, they're definitely the regular.
Yeah, but yeah. It did pull a different crowd. You had,
which is always nice.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because you had Dango and AG on the card and stuff, but like, there's some older, not older, but like more.
Established?
No, I just like there's a lot of families.
Oh,
and I think you had a lot of just
their family kind of.
No, just like just older. Like you had just like more adults instead of just all families.
Yeah,
and not saying that's like, you know, because that's not it. But I've noticed that this was probably this one and the second, I think, one that I did. Had the most, like the
age bracket was higher.
Yeah, was higher. Whereas like last month was pretty, with Malonis. That was it. I missed that show.
I think that was
a fun show. That was actually. I think each one's gotten better than the previous one. But the
I'm sure they will.
Yeah, just everything's going really cool.
Nice,
really well. But you actually have to, you know, maybe take off Saturday night and come to one.
It's a good day.
No. You know what? Newburyport's not that far away from Salem.
I know.
Just leave work.
No.
No. Or just get a Monday to Friday job, damn it.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to, but I could.
Yeah, I should do the same.
It's possible.
Yeah. Mm. But
it's actually preferable at this point.
Yeah. It's...
Working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday kind of sucks.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind working Friday, Saturday, Sunday if it was just professional wrestling. If I was just wrestling
every
night.
Yeah. I mean,
but
it's a little different.
I don't want to work.
It's a little different.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know.
I got the DJ stuff coming, so.
Oh, yeah, that's coming hot and heavy soon, right?
Kind of professional wrestling. I'm just not slamming anybody.
Yeah. Just a lot of ring psychology and.
Just a lot of shoots.
Yeah.
Cutting promos on.
Yep, cutting promos all the time.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So, what else is new? Did you? It's only been out for a day or two on on what's it, on HBO Max, but did either of you watch The Batman yet?
No, I'm waiting for the weekend. I'll be down at PAX. So
The Batman.
Oh, you're going to PAX?
I'm going down for Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I've got a hotel, so I figured like it's one of those nights, let's watch it.
Nice, yeah.
Just bring my Apple TV or something.
I'm Batman. Yeah.
No, I went to the theaters to watch The Batman.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh.
No, this one doesn't have Bane, so I'm really I'm not that excited about it, but it should be fun.
No, The Riddler did good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
It was definitely like you can't. It's not even like DCU. Like so, it's like no, you can't. Like, not, you can't be like yeah. It's the best DC universe movie. It's like it doesn't even.
I just kind of wish they put a moratorium on Batman for like 10 years. Me, that's just me though.
Well, that's the thing too. Was like
they're getting too convoluted and like people aren't like
spaced out.
Well, it's at some point if you know how to execute it, how do you differentiate?
Yeah,
and how do you like? Why do we care about this Batman with Robert Pattinson versus Ben Affleck versus Christian Bale versus?
Yeah,
these have all been made in the last 20 years.
Yeah, this one to me like almost seems like it's like, Trent Reznor presents the Batman. You know, like
yes,
yeah, like Atticus Finch or whatever it, you know, or.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
think it was the more. Batman, as made by the guy who did all the Tool music videos.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah. Like, I'm just like, it was cool. It was good. But I'm just like, you know, like, that's the thing. If we had, like, you know, give it 10 years or whatever.
You do need space. And
yeah.
You know, that's why I'm kind of happy with the way Marvel's treating some of their, like, hero stuff where they're not, like, they're not really talking about doing, like, a whole new Cap right away. They're,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They had the series kind of talking about the mantle of it, but like they're not going to do the Captain America movie, you know, for a little bit.
Yeah, like you know? Anthony Mackie, like he signed on for Captain America before. It might not be for another 5 years though.
Yeah,
and at that time, the last Captain America movie was 5 years ago already, right? Yeah. But yeah. Like Civil War was 2018. Yeah.
So there's time between them. There's you're able to let these things breathe.
Yeah,
and I just don't like the idea of having this many different iterations of the character on the silver screen. Like,
exactly. Cause like this year you're going to see three different iterations of Batman in theaters because you got the Robert Pattinson one and then the Flash comes out and supposedly that has at least two versions of Batman.
Yep.
That's supposedly has Thomas Wayne Batman
and the whole Flashman
and
thing.
Yeah. And so, Michael Keaton's Batman. Yep. So it's just like, what, like you're telling me I'm going to see three different Batmans in theaters potentially in 1 year. Like, it just, like...
That's also kind of the ridiculous part about it, is I don't think you want to jump into a Flash movie right into Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Because it's a ridiculous storyline. It's good, but it's... You should establish your characters first.
I just...
Although, apparently, that's a problem, because that actor can't stop getting into problems.
Yeah. He's kind of in a lot of trouble recently. Yeah.
They're using the same cat from the TV show?
No.
The Flash? No.
No. Ezra Miller. The one, Justice League.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
Yeah, speaking of, he was in, what's it called? He's been in the Fantastic Beasts movies, which the new one just came out.
Did you see that yet?
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
I liked it. It was the best of the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Of the three?
Yeah, of the three, by far. It is the one that was most, like, actually...
It has the most Dumbledore.
Dumbledore! It does, but that's... But like, it's the one that actually, like...
Makes sense and ties to the rest of the
country. Yeah, like, the first movie, you're like, okay, what is this getting at?
Oh, we're in the 20s.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's the roaring 20s, and then the second one's like, it's the roaring 20s, and there's murder. And then this one...
There's flapper girls and magic.
And then
I have a suitcase that holds everything.
And then this one is basically like, oh, it's the Voldemort before Voldemort. Oh, Grindelwald.
Yeah.
He was the Voldemort before Voldemort.
The top riddle?
He was the pre... Like, he was like the precursor...
He was the bad guy.
He was like the precursor to Hitler. Like, who was like the...
Ah, so he was Hitler.
Not Hitler, but Hitler. Like, Voldemort's basically magical Hitler.
Yeah.
Magic Hitler.
Yeah, and like, Grindelwald is like basically like...
Magic Hitler's dad.
Yeah. He's like...
Father figure.
Like, yeah.
His role model.
Or if, like...
Is Hitler's role model?
Or if, like, Grindelwald is Hitler, like, Voldemort's, like, the angsty, you know, like, neo-Nazi. Like, I don't know.
It's David Duke.
Yeah. But, like, yeah.
But, I think you're a Nazi, baby.
But, yeah, by far the most enjoyable.
Nice.
The most well-thought-out actual, like, film. And probably they introduced one of my, like, new all-time...
Favorite characters?
Favorite characters in Professor Lally. She's phenomenal. She's a Hogwarts teacher, and she just
she look good.
Oh, yeah, she's nice. Cute, but she's just a delightful like
person,
supporting character.
Supporting characters.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, there's a young McGonagall in it.
Oh,
yeah, she's hot.
Nice.
A little bit. You just see her, and you're like, nice.
I do enjoy the pretty ladies. I do enjoy.
So,
Are these characters going to be in the upcoming game? Do you know?
I probably don't,
because I think that takes place after.
After?
No, Hogwarts Legacy is even before.
It takes place before Harry?
It's like 1800s. So it's like Hogwarts Legacy,
yeah.
Fantastic Beasts, which is like the 20s on, and then...
Okay. Yeah,
you know more about that than I do.
Yep. I know the Legacy has a young Dumbledore, and I didn't know if...
Yeah, I think he's probably a professor.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, supposedly when Dumbledore dies, he's like in his like 150s. So like,
yeah,
I 300 years old. Yeah, like
magic keeps you old.
Yeah, I question like how old he actually is throughout the series, but
Merlin.
Yeah, well, like Merlin's an actual they refer to Merlin as like an actual like
it's an not actual just like mage.
Yes, yeah. It's not just like a,
Not that there are mages in there, but I guess he's a magician.
He's a magical man.
He's a magic person. Do they even call themselves magicians in that? I don't think they do.
No, they're wizards.
They're wizards. Wizards.
Actually, supposedly that's one of the big parts of the game, Hogwarts Legacy, is that you're able to produce some kind of magic that is whatever... rare, whatever.
Not the kind of magic that most people have, which makes you special and weird.
And
ostracized.
My guess theory is that you're some kind of heir of Merlin.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Because you come into the game as like a fifth or sixth year and not being in Hogwarts before.
Yeah. You're a transfer student.
So you're transfer student from other magic schools.
No, not even from other magic. You just get accepted as a fifth year.
You were in a muggle.
Yeah.
You're in a muggle school. And then they were like, here's your thing.
Here it is.
With an owl.
Here's your wand.
Here's your wand. Here's your owl. Go away.
Yeah.
Or is it a mouse?
Go on this adventure now.
Or is it a cat?
Yeah. So it should be, I'm excited.
Late 22.
Yeah, if they execute it well, it should be good.
Yeah, quarter four. Late 22.
If they execute it well, it should be good.
Yeah. Still haven't. I barely scratched the surface of Elden Ring. I finally.
Yeah, same here. I played for like 20 minutes at a time, and then I stopped playing.
Have you beaten Margit?
No.
Okay.
I've only made like 2 attempts at Margit. I generally just fuck around in that game.
Yeah.
Like for a little bit. I don't spend.
Yeah, I haven't invested in it yet.
I've actually got, because PAX this weekend, I've got to spend a little bit of time on KOF, a little bit of time on Street Fighters to brush up a little bit.
Yeah.
Are they doing tournaments?
Yeah, but I probably won't be there for them. If they're Saturday, I might see what I can sign up for.
Yeah.
I'll be there early on Saturday. I'm going down for tonight. But, if there are tournaments, I might sign up. If not, no big deal.
Yeah.
Now, where's PAX?
It's at the BCEC.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same place it's been for the past decade.
I was just the Seaport.
Yep.
The other day.
For that Comic-Con?
For Wicked, yeah.
I heard Wicked and for some reason thought it was in Rhode Island. Like, I thought you were down in Rhode Island.
2 weeks before.
Okay, you were at that one, though, too.
Yeah, right? So I was in Rhode Island the week before, which wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was his first year, so it's a brand new con. And then Wicked was the original guys who did Boston Comic Con.
Yep.
But now they're doing Wicked, and that's their new thing now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a good show. Me and Johnny made a killing.
Nice.
And then...
like a stabbing?
Yeah.
Stabby stab?
Because, parking's a bitch.
Yeah, we probably should be talking about that, though.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Wicked was good. Yeah. Then next week, we have MonsterCon.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? Or MonstaCon. It's in Rhode Island. It's sweet. Like a 2-hour drive from here.
And what is that? Is it like a horror convention?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
But he's able to actually sell his coffee.
Mm.
Instead of just selling bags, we could actually make single cups. Ooh. Versus, oh, smell this.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Okay, now buy it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now you can taste it.
Before you buy it.
Much more effective.
Before you buy it, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can just sell single cups to everyone who has a booth now, because mm-hmm. we did that at Trificon. We would sell single cups.
Yep.
Just go around with a cart that morning and go, guys, traveling coffee.
Oh, that'd be genius.
Like, just get a hand cart and just like,
yeah, that'd be genius. Like, hey. No, they usually come up to us and then nice. We have to make it.
Well, that works. I got an espresso machine.
Word.
And, well, it was a gift from work and I've used it like twice. I don't know where to buy the Nespresso pods. I'm like, can you get them from like the grocery store? Or, like,
oh, I don't know.
I'm like,
Amazon?
They're like,
definitely yeah. Amazon.
I'm like, yeah. They're like K cups, but they're like fancier. Yeah. Like, you put, like, I don't even have to tell it what it is. Like, I just put it in and like, scans yeah. the like the oh. shape or whatever.
Oh, boy.
Little code just, or something like that.
Yeah,
or...
it just makes the cup. And I'm like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to order some of the custom mm-hmm. K cups, mm-hmm. the iFilla cups, whatever they are.
Yeah.
And then put the.
See, I can never do the K-Cup ones. Every time I've bought a K-Cup coffee maker, it shit tastes like plastic. Like, yeah. every single time. I will never get away from my Mr. Or what is it? Bun
your,
coffee.
Your Mr. Coffee.
That's okay. Not Mr. Coffee. It's a bun.
Bun. Okay. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
The drip coffee yep. maker.
Drip coffee maker.
The drip.
Yeah. I've got a cold brew steamer, just like, or steeper. It's just literally yep. just like a thing with a filter in it, and it's...
Yeah, I got both. I got the drip and the K-Cup.
Yeah, but like I can't keep up with it because it's like I'll need like two or three of them because like one make it mm-hmm. I'll go through a pitcher of it easily yeah. in a day, and then like you need to have one ready for the next day, and then you need to have one ready to like get washed, like
yep.
you know, like yeah. so it's like if you're just trying to do one, it's like you're gonna run out like no matter what. Even it's supposed to make like concentrate, it doesn't like.
Ah,
yeah, so
sad bear.
But yeah, but I do like the Nespresso. I wish I just liked hot coffee more. I'm not like a hot coffee drinker. Yeah, I never have been.
We're kind of exiting hot coffee time of year too. I definitely enjoy hot coffee, but during the winter only.
Yeah, like I can do like Greasy Spoon Diner, like, but that's the only time.
Late fall, I can do that, and yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, kind of like going out for breakfast is different.
Yeah,
if, like you're hitting diner like a coffee. Diner coffee, yeah. Like cause it's just bottomless. You can kind of sip at it whenever you want. And they're gonna give you something else anyway. Like they're gonna yeah. give you like an orange juice or something too.
Yeah, like that's so. It. That's the only time that I'm ever like yeah. But even now, went to the diner for breakfast this morning. I was just like sitting at the counter, just like. Oh, you want coffee? I'm like, oh, iced. And they've got iced, so I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, they usually bring you a cup of ice if you ask for ice.
Oh, though, like they actually have. Yeah, like, when I go to actually has iced coffee. Yeah, so I'm just like,
most diners do now.
All right. Yeah. I was gonna say the one I usually go to is they just bring you a cup of ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, went to one diner where you had to pay for each cup of coffee you had.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That diner is out of business now. Good fucking riddance.
Yeah, that sounds like highway robbery. I mean, they probably did that because they had guys who just came in and just ordered a cup of coffee and sat there.
The goth kids.
Yeah.
yeah, they were...
Stay until 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. just smoking cigarettes and drinking yeah. coffee.
Every cup of coffee they charge you for. I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Like, I get it if it's like a cold brew or something, or like an espresso.
If there's
yeah.
preparation involved and it's yeah. not just like put on a giant pot of coffee.
Yeah. Nope, it was put on the pot of coffee.
No, fuck that. I would yeah. get up and leave. I would be like, how dare you?
Yeah. Yeah, that was nuts.
I'd be like, fuck them kids.
This is outrageous.
yeah.
It's like paying for each individual strip of bacon.
yeah. I like that. When you go to order a bacon, it's like, oh, it's three strips of bacon. And it comes out and it's like, oh, there's a fourth one stuck to the bottom. Chicka, chicka, yeah.
It's always the best when you get extra bacon.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. First time in a decade, I won't be to. Well, I mean, not like they've had PAX over the past 2 years, but yeah. like first time in a decade,
that yeah, won't be a PAX.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I bit. I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything this weekend. I'm just going to take time off anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Like, yeah, we've got a wedding this weekend, so I'm just like, meh.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not working this weekend.
No.
I will be in Boston.
Yeah. And like, it's not even like, to be honest, if I was going to go any day, even just like for a single day, it'd probably be tomorrow because yep. like the Thursday has become like the new Sunday because there's so many people who, you know, like that's still the middle of their week. Whereas like typically we would be, in other years, we would be going down there.
Yeah.
Like, right. We would be down there right now.
Doing live from the PAX.
Yeah.
Well, generally we would go on the day of the first day. We'd be going on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And it was like just the poker crawl the night before.
Yeah.
But that's because we did just go down midday for the poker crawl.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think we ever went down on Wednesday to be there all day Thursday.
The last, 2019, we went down Wednesday.
Okay.
I thought we did.
I might misremember that.
Was this the year that you guys are drinking shots with whoever?
We do that every year.
Yeah, we do that every year. But the last 2019.
You just explained every PAX.
Yeah.
After PAX. Yeah.
2019, it was, because that was the last one before. Or no, it was 2020.
We got just right in there. Just before
It was literally the weekend before everything shut down. I forget because it was I had the wife came with and we did the poke crawl, but no. Okay. So yeah, no, we went down Thursday, but the last 2 years I left on Sunday. I didn't wait till Monday because I was just like, whatever. Like,
yes.
When if you had with there being Thursday, you can go and kind of experience everything.
Everything you want to see right away.
Yeah. So
with less lines and less bullshit.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah. If I were to, at this point, I'd probably just go for a Thursday, but at this point I don't know.
Yeah. No, I looked at it and I said, so I got a ticket for Saturday originally and I just added Sunday cause I'm like, I don't want to drive down and drive back the same day.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, I might as well just pay for a hotel room. And decided just to do, okay, so I want a full day Saturday, so get the check-in Friday night.
Yeah.
Maybe go out and see if I can, you know, find a bar or some live music or something.
Yeah.
There's events all weekend long regardless.
There's a lot of magic on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always a lot of magic.
Yeah.
It's not appealing to me. But I will find something that does, because a lot of things are packed.
There's an Exploding Kittens tournament on Saturday.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. I would say...
And it's leave on Sunday. I'm not going to stay down for Monday.
No.
By myself.
No.
Go to a couple nice restaurants, have a good time.
Yeah.
Treat myself.
I like going every year and seeing how much Seaport has changed.
Yeah.
Seaport's crazy right now.
In that 10-year span from when I went to my first one and there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Like literally nothing.
Oh, there was literally nothing there.
Literally nothing. It was the BCEC.
Yep.
And you had the two bars.
Yep.
You had the Whiskey Priest and Atlantic Beer Garden.
ABC.
Yep. Rest in peace, both of those. And then that was it.
That was it.
You didn't even have like Jerry Remy's back then or Tony C's or like
whatever it is now.
Yeah. any of those things. Yeah. Like that's all you had. And you had like the legal test kitchen.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But that was, you still had to go across the bridge for that. It wasn't technically on the Seaport, wasn't it?
No, legal test kitchen is, you go out towards like you're going to the UFO or the, what's it called? The Harpoon Brewery.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So there was like that. But like outside of that, nothing. And now it's like
a gluttony for choice.
Yeah, it's just there's so much down there now. But it's still there's so much there, but it's so devoid of culture.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is literally just like enjoy
corporate.
Yeah, this kind of all kind of like new stale kind of feeling.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like where it's like fresh for like the first like 6 to 12 months, and then you're like, oh,
done.
Yeah.
So Street Fighter V tournament is on Saturday, 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
8 a.m.?
P.m.
Oh, 8 p.m. I do that if I can get signed up for it.
Yeah. Street Fighter V Champion Edition.
Oh, yeah.
That's the newest version.
Then there's a Mario Kart 64 tourney from 9 to 11.
They're actually doing it at p.m.? That's nice. Yeah,
that is nice. Well,
They would normally do that either like midday or like they'll start at like noon like for bullshit like that.
They caught on because originally...
Remember the year they did last ring fight sticks?
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, what?
Yeah.
There's a GoldenEye tourney on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah. The thing with, like, is there
a KOF?
I haven't seen it yet.
Not necessarily the fighting games, but with the
Tekken 7.
With the N64 games, the classic games like the Mario parties in Mario Kart, in Smash, and so you get the real like sweaty like
neckbeards,
tryhards, who like the guys who like
the Captain Sweatpants.
Yes, Captain Sweatpants. Captain Sweatpants. Yes.
And by that, it's the same sweatpants they would normally wear. They're just there in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Captain
Sweatpants. Not even special sweatpants, just their regular ass sweatpants.
Yeah.
With the Captain America t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see any KOF. So it could be Friday or Thursday.
I think it's probably not there at all.
Yeah.
Probably not a big enough scene for it.
At this point, you probably have Guilty Gear, and you probably have...
I'll find some KOF on the floor.
Yeah. To be honest, at the vendors and stuff, there's probably some.
There'll definitely be some.
But, yeah, you'll probably see, I'd say, Guilty Gear Strive and...
Yeah, Street Fighter.
I'd say more Tekken than Street Fighter at this point.
Five
CE is, like, what, like a year and a half old? At least.
They just pretty finished the last characters a couple months ago.
Oh, so like the final season just wrapped up, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that 6 gives me like at least just like an interest.
No, here
it just sparks something, like because like I've had no interest into any, and not just Street Fighter, but any competitive game really recently at all. Like I've had more interest in like sports games. I've been getting more and more into being like, oh, I'm gonna get the show. I'm gonna start playing the show like regularly. And that's because it's like, oh well, I follow football or I follow baseball. I follow in the Madden.
Good thing about the show is like you can buy the show every 3 years.
Yeah, not much has changed.
And they don't like promote anything type of thing. Whereas like you could go in and download rosters from today.
Yeah.
And they just update it.
Yeah, people are still out there putting out the DLC and everything.
Because I have the 19 on the show, and I'm still using that.
Mm-hmm. And, like, that's the thing that's, like, my neighbor, huge fan of the show, like, to the point where, like, he's got it on PS5. He got it on the Switch as well, because, like, it's on the Switch this year for the first time. So I'm just like, how is it? And he's like, oh, it's kind of, like, the Switch version is kind of like if, like, you remember it on, like, the PSP, where it's, like, fundamentally, like, the game is there. It doesn't look great, but it's there. It's playable. Yeah. If you want to play the show, you can play the show. But it's also like, you know.
Step down,
30 FPS, you know, like, so.
I like the show.
Yeah. I think it's probably my favorite sports, like, game franchise, I want to say, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to say WWE 2K, but, like, the new one's really, like.
I heard it's really good.
It's a better game. I don't know if, it, like, I just needed to buy it on like PC or whatever, like the create a wrestler stuff.
Oh yeah, all that stuff's on PC.
It has a really good community for like community creations and stuff on PlayStation, but actually creating your stuff
is a bitch.
It just like it hangs up and it's just like loading and like this and that and every other thing is like
it takes a little while for it to
and it's just like
I hear that.
So
is that how you're playing around with your gimmick ideas? Is on the 2K?
No, but I should. Yeah. Just to see how they look.
That way you got a visual.
Yeah. Yep. But I'm also like fat and can't recreate myself in 2K the way that like I'd be like, oh.
That's fine. You know. Just take a body type. Yeah. Like, hey, I look like this guy.
But I'd be like, yeah, I look like this guy. And I'd be like looking like fucking Abdullah the Butcher with just gut hanging out. I've got really bad self-image
samples.
Issues. Yeah.
Use the samples.
Yeah.
27. It's always a go-to.
But I don't know.
I saw a list pop up today for 10 of the best wrestling video games for non-wrestling fans. And 2K was number one.
For non-wrestling fans?
Yeah, because it's all the creative stuff and all that fun stuff.
Like, maybe if you're, like, your favorite game's, like, Animal Crossing, and you're, like, just creating stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, if you actually like, if you want to, like, play,
the
like.
Mechanics?
If, like, you want to play, like, a wrestling game, it's like, no. It's like, just give them the N64 games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Call it a day. Like.
Yeah, I don't know why I was in there.
Give them the THQ games. Give them No Mercy. Give them WrestleMania 2000. Give them WCW NWO World Tour.
Revenge.
Yeah.
Not Mayhem. Mayhem was garbage.
Mayhem. Yep. Well, that wasn't achy. But.
No.
It was still THQ, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. Yeah.
But they were just publishing, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, EA Sports is in talks right now with the WWEs.
I really hope it doesn't do that. They
probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in talks.
Monies.
But, like, think about, like the UFC games. Not good.
They are no longer.
They don't need to be good. They just need to sell.
Yeah, they're no longer doing their contract run out.
EA does not make good games.
They're going.
Or very rarely they do.
They're supposedly going back to Fight Night.
For, like, boxing?
Yeah. That'd be nice. The last couple ones, though, like, I wasn't the last couple ones, but there were a couple good ones in there.
Champion was the storyline one.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And then before that, it was, what, Knockout Kings, which was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Knockout Kings was good.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah, Fight Night. I remember, like, the last Fight Night, that was, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That was, like,
yeah.
they didn't have one on PS4 or Xbox One. Yeah,
the Champion, like, was the last one released, and it was PS3.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, the only boxing thing, I think, on PS4 is the Apollo Creed.
Oh, and that was, like, the VR thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Gross.
Yeah. Which is hilarious, because, like, back in the day, boxing was like a big genre. Like
thing.
A big genre. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had Mike Tyson, you had the Muhammad Ali, which was what, Knockout Kings?
Knockout King. Like
To Rumble.
You had Ready to Rumble, you had there was always at least like three or four franchises.
Yeah.
There was like I think on like the Genesis there was like Sugar Ray Leonard had one. Mm-hmm. There was
But after UFC came out and MMA, they kind of slowly took over and boxing kind of faded.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of been it for the past 20 years. I mean, it's kind
100%.
Well, that and you end up getting a wrestler dominate or a boxer dominating like Mayweather, who's just not exciting to watch.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's just like, oh.
Time management.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time management and counterpunching. That's just
that's all
like,
it is.
And that's like, I mean, like if you like boxing.
I like boxing. He's just boring.
Well, no, like, but like, yeah. if you're a fighter and like a like,
yeah, no, you can. But the problem with boxing in general is just the fact that it kind of is corrupt enough to let people like Mayweather do their own thing for such a long time. Like he ducked so many fights during his tenure.
Yeah,
and like just cause
that's why
he still made a ton of fucking money. He's still super successful, and he killed the sport.
Yeah.
Over a 20-year period.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, sure, you know,
yeah.
That's the part that I hate about it. He still made his fucking money, and it's like,
and you ask any contemporary of, oh, you know, like ask any celebrity, it's like, oh, well, who when you think of boxing these days, who do you think of? Oh, Floyd Mayweather, or even worse now, you know, Jake Paul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good God.
Yeah, that's the talks right now. Is them transitioning from UFC to Fight Night again.
Yeah.
And giving UFC a break. Unless UFC goes back to THQ.
Yeah. Which I actually like. I didn't like any of the EA, the UFCs, or the MMA game or whatever.
None of them were good.
Yeah. Like, at least, like, Undisputed was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I liked, like, the first one was great just for the not, like, how novel it was, because the PS2 and the Dreamcast UFC games. Not great.
No, not
great.
Great
at all.
Throwdown and whatever it was.
And then Undisputed was, you know, like it actually.
The one with Brock? Or the one before Brock?
I think 3 had Brock on the cover. And then 2.
2 was Forrest.
2 was Forrest, and the first might have been Silva.
I think so.
Yeah, so I don't know. But they were all like, yeah. It was just like.
Yeah, I didn't play UFC, the EA version, until I think 3.
Yeah, I played one of the demos of it and was like, this is hot garbage and didn't even bother.
Yeah, I played 3 and then 4 because it was $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just...
And the mechanics of it's Not a fan.
Yeah. I used to just see blooper reels of all the glitches and stuff on Twitter and stuff. So I was just like, this game's hot garbage. I'm not going to bother.
Yeah, like broken elbow punches and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I forget where I saw it the other day, but or did one of you guys send me the video of this girl finishing a fight with a spinning back fist?
Nope, I didn't send that to you.
I didn't send it to you.
Oh, I don't know where I saw it then. But it was just, it was brutal.
But you seen it.
I seen it.
You done seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the girl fights I've seen are super intense.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like you have the one girl who is a good striker, and then you have the one girl who is just trying to survive and get the other girl to the ground. Yeah. Who's like, I know some jujitsu.
Take it to the ground.
Yeah, then you have the other one who's a former Golden Glove boxer. Yeah. Like, get over here,
throwing hands.
Tag. Yep. But
girl's face is swollen by the end of round one.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons I guess I'm glad I never did an MMA, because you know this pretty face. This pretty face. Just kidding.
Face for radio.
I do have most of my teeth still, so that's good.
Stop such a high bar for everybody else.
Hey.
High bar. You guys see that Kushida is possibly done.
Benzo.
Oh, yeah. No. He's
not renewing his contract.
Is it official?
Yeah, I think he's, I mean, everything. His contract's up.
He's just not going to sign again.
Gotcha. Like Cesaro.
Yeah.
See, that's just trademarked his a new version of Cesaro.
Yeah, the CSRO.
Yeah.
Cesaro. Oh, well, that makes sense, actually. I think it's so the fact that they even have to argue about that shit, like copyright law, like it's just.
Well, that's why Vince is making them all change their names now.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody gets a different name unless you're Cody Rhodes.
You see Kaylee Ray's new name? Stupid.
Yeah.
They're all dumb.
Yeah.
And Casey Catanzaro.
Katana Chance.
Yeah.
I'm like what?
Like, okay, you kept that's the KC, but whatever. Yep.
Katana Chance.
Yeah, and then Raquel got her name changed.
To be honest, that's one that I do like better than Raquel Gonzalez. I like Raquel Rodriguez, but I think it just rolls off the tongue.
Alliteration.
Better. Yeah, alliteration, yeah.
But Marcel is now some other weird German
Ludwig.
Name. Yeah, Ludwig.
Ludwig.
Ludwig. What, I was literally messaging you guys the other night about it. It's just like, why?
Ludwig and then, Van Housen or something. Yeah. Something's dumb.
Well, it's because it was his real name.
Vince is that his real name?
Marcel Barthel or whatever is his real name.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
Vince is looking like World War I general. Yeah. You're like, who am I finding right now? Yeah.
Ooh, Ludwig.
Yeah.
Ludwig.
Is it Dietmar Ludwig or something like that? Or Ludwig?
Something ridiculous. And Theory is now just Theory.
Theory. Yeah. Just Theory.
Theory. He's not an actual person. He's just a
theory. He's a theory. Theory question mark.
Yeah.
Like, it just reminds me, like, when you're, like, in your, like, you're making your creator wrestler and you forget to give him, like, you have, like, the multiple, like, the.
The name levels? Yeah.
You can, like, give him, like.
Yeah.
The superstar, Will Duncan! It's like you forget the
name alias.
Yeah, you forget the superstar, so it's just
the
Will Duncan.
And there's been times where I did creative characters and I would do like the name. So I'd fill out the name and then I would skip like alias or whatever the thing is. And then when the little lower third would come up with a name, it would just be a period. And I was like, what the hell?
You'd be like, fuck, I fucked it up.
Oh, I messed this up. Yeah. So then you would have to go back and change the name. I used to do that all the time.
Or what I do if like they don't have the exact name, I try and like kind of do like similar.
Oh, I do that.
So I'll do like if they don't have like Slam, I'll be like Smash. I'll be like Smash Duncan, and hopefully they say it like fast enough.
I try to do that with the show.
Yeah,
because they have Brian, of course, but so I always have to spell it the real way.
Yeah,
for it to pop up, and then. There is no person that has my last name, mm-hmm. so I always do Laffy. Because there was the Reds player that has Laffy, so I always just do that. But that's the closest I've gotten.
Or do they have Laugh, and do they have, like, an Erdy?
No, they're just Laugh.
Lay Furdy. Lay Fur. They, I'm sure they have an L.A. just because, La.
They have the Law.
And then they just look for a Furdy.
Yeah, there's never...
Look for Fergie.
Fergie.
Brian LaFergie.
So most times I just leave out the last name.
Mm-hmm.
Then I find a nickname that...
You think they could just crowdsource every name ever?
No.
You'd be like, hey, just say this word.
I mean, phonetically, you could probably have the...
you could make it.
You can make it.
Yeah.
But, like, you're just... It would still sound like a robot saying it.
Yeah.
It still sounds like a robot saying it.
Yes.
Be like, Alexa, play Despacito.
Please don't, Alexa.
Yeah,
if Alexa played Despacito, I apologize. If you had that going in the background and your speaker is now playing Despacito, I apologize for the entire podcast. It's not our intention.
My truck has Alexa, and I kind of want to try that now. Like, just Alexa, play Despacito.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, I'm not.
Cue the Spanish drums.
Oh boy.
And the Finn man, do you think the Finn's next for not resigning or being let go?
I don't think he'll leave if they give him a contract offer. I think he'll probably stay around. I don't think he has goals left, like in terms of what he wants to do.
Do I think like if he went to
back to New Japan?
New Japan or
you'd have banger matches, it'd be great, but it's like he's an older dude at this point.
Yeah. It's like what does he want to accomplish?
How long does he want to stay in?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like what kind of legacy does he want? Because like his legacy and like he had a great legacy in NXT. He doesn't 100%. Have that much of a legacy in the main roster outside of being like
the first champ.
The first Universal Champion and
then being injured, not getting an opportunity ever.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and being the demon. And at that point, it's just like, that's an awesome gimmick, but like, is it like, you know, he doesn't seem like he. I don't know, and I can't speak for anybody else. So like, I don't want to be like, you know.
I'd love to see them give him a push, but I just don't think I don't see it happen.
I don't see it happen.
No.
Yeah.
The way that they've treated, you know, like guys of his, you know, stature and whatever, like
skinniness.
Yeah. Like it's not that he's, you know, destined for mid card or whatever, but it's like, you've got so many.
Vince does not view people of his build as being potential for, to be world champions. He just does. He doesn't see them as a fit.
I mean, they had him.
Not beefy enough.
Yeah, like they had him, and look what happened. Like,
well, yeah, you know, but like, again, but like, if they were that high on him, they probably would have come back to him, and they never really did. They kind of teased it a little bit, but then...
Yeah, they never pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
But like, do I think he could, you know...
I think other wrestlers like him. I think that it was good to see when he did have that match against Brock, that it, like, Brock sold for him and wasn't just like, it wasn't squash.
Oh, he sold the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like that was good to see, but I don't see Vince as ever pulling the trigger on him being a world champion.
Yeah, and like, do I see like
which sucks? He deserves at least one run.
Yeah. Like, do I think he's got more like? I think like I don't think he I don't know if he cares as much about like his story with
I don't think he I don't see him having. Like, there are certain people where I think that if you didn't get that push, they would eat at you. I'm not sure it eats at.
Yeah, me neither. It, the thing with him, it's like if he really cared like about his like story or whatever, it's like I could see him going back to New Japan and doing a stint here or there where, you know, they've started treating but like the juniors as, you know, as a thing where you can transition into a heavyweight and like, could I see him being a heavyweight in New Japan? Yeah.
In New Japan. Yeah.
Like give him, have him wear pants instead of just tights. And, you know, like,
Yeah.
That's 10 pounds.
Like, yeah. Like exactly. Like Ospreay put on some upper body weight, but like it's still Ospreay, you know, like he's, you know. Like, could I see Finn as the IWGP heavyweight or intercontinental champion? Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the intercontinental champion? No, that doesn't even exist anymore.
No.
So it's just the heavyweight or the
US.
US. Yep. Oh, yeah, I could see him as either of those then. More so the US.
Yeah.
Especially if, you know, if there's divisions still within the Bullet Club, but Jay's kind of got that on lock at this
point.
Yeah,
the IWGP United States is vacant. Never is evil. The IWB World.
The US is vacant? I thought Donna had it last.
Nope, it's vacant right now. IWGP Heavyweights, COTA. Intercontinentals, COTA. Then there's the tag team of Cobb and Khan. Junior. The Never Open Weight Six Man. And that is all. Mm-hmm. Oh, they have a strong open weight, which is Tom Lawler.
Yeah, so, strong is like the U.S. brand.
U.S. Dojo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah, they're out in L.A. or wherever they're doing the tapings.
Yeah. Well, they just did the...
the main... Well, they're going to what? Chicago?
They did Chicago last weekend.
And there's supposed to be a crossover show coming up.
That might be what is Tony is announcing tonight. I hope it's the video game. I hope it's like the video game's coming out tomorrow. Pre-order it tonight.
It's more like the video game's coming out tomorrow.
I just want Kenny to come out with a Nintendo 64 and be like, "Just kidding! It's not for new consoles. It's just
for No 64.
Mercy. It's No Mercy 2."
I'd be for that.
I don't think anybody else would. But
I don't care about anybody else.
Yeah, I don't care about other people.
But yeah, you think that's the big announcement? Or do you think he's announcing another signing?
No, because they typically say if it's an announcement versus a signing. Like, when like Tony Storm came, they were like, oh, you know, like...
Signing, yeah.
It's a new... Who is this person facing? By the way, it's a new signing.
I think we're getting some...
What's the
details on the partnership with New Japan?
Yeah, what's the next? Oh, yeah, because they announced the commentating, right? New Japan's doing commentating?
It's officially airing in Japan under New Japan banner on their website, and Japanese commentary is on there. And they had Shingo do the commentary for the last Mox match.
Yeah, oh, nice. For Mox Dynamite, yeah. My guess is that it is All In.
They're announcing
that it's All In instead of All Out this year.
Is that May?
No, that's September. And
what's their May one?
Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
And that it's going to be Super Show, AEW, ROH, New Japan, ROH, Stardom, CMLL, Triple A, Impact, MLW, GCW.
Whoever wants to be there.
APW.
Whoever fits, I should say.
Yeah, whatever.
You get your match, Will, against Brandon Cutler.
All right, so yeah, Double or Nothing is May. It's Memorial Day weekend. In the Vegas.
MDW.
And the only two matches so far are the finals for the Owen Hart. The Owen Harts.
That's two matches.
The men and the women, yeah. But that's all I got. Any other big news keys you guys got? Or El Topicos?
Tony Khan's announcement will be something that, quote-unquote, hardcore fans will really like.
So I'm saying it's New Japan.
New Japan?
Mick Foley and Terry Funk are all elite.
That'd be funny for just... it'd be nice to see Mick just show up every now and then just to be on, like, behind the scenes.
But, bang, bang!
Yeah, bang, bang! Or just like show up as like Dude Love for like no reason.
Yeah.
One of his three characters in one show.
Three faces of Foley. Yeah. Just, yeah.
have Mankind hanging out with Darby and Sting.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then Mick Foley's trying to coach the Boxhead from outside, trying to get him inside.
Yep.
Kip Sabian. I couldn't think of his name.
But yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Spent.
It's kind of been a down week for like
football
because like football's what's done. It called? Yeah, like draft is next Friday or this Friday?
Next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like we're kind of off from that.
We're waiting for playoff hockey to start up. Yeah. Playoff basketball to start up, but none of us are Tuesday? Huge NBA guys.
Game two is tonight.
Game two is tonight
between the Nets and the Celtics. And only thing that I can say is just fuck Kyrie. Everybody hates Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, he caught some heat from flipping off the fence. Yeah.
Oh, got some heat for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just fuck that guy.
There's a laundry list of things that any sensible minded person could, you know,
could give a reason to say fuck
that guy. Does Bruins start tomorrow? Or is it yesterday?
No, they've got a little bit left.
Yeah, we've still got a couple games in the regular season.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's 2 weeks from now, playoff starts.
2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
I want to say they have like a handful of games left, like two or three.
Yeah.
All right. I'll say because usually the Celtics.
They've clinched already.
Yeah. Because usually the NBA and the NHL run almost the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And half the teams share stadiums, so I don't know if that was.
Yeah. That's why everything goes to like fucking June.
Yeah.
Was it Bergeron won the Selke again? Or was he nominated?
If he didn't, he's been nominated.
Yeah, and like he's been nominated again.
Yep. I know Smart won the DOP.
DPOY, Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, apparently he came out to with a boxing jersey, like a robe.
Oh, nice.
With the DOPY on the back. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I would rather. I'd just be like. It's so funny that it's like. Everybody and their mother is like, Marcus, just don't shoot. Just play. Like, just play. You're amazing. You're amazing defender. Just play defense.
That's how it went this year.
And he's still just like, I'm going to. He's gotten better. Like, and that's the only thing. He's like, I'm just going to take every three from. Try and go for every three. Three-pointer I can.
No!
And it's just like, dude.
Well, that was
dude.
The end of game one.
Yeah.
He ended up passing instead of shooting.
Yeah.
Which
thanks, baby should. Jesus. Thanks, baby Jesus.
You've got literally...
Yes.
Got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Give one of those fuckers
give them guys the ball!
Not saying that I could make even the layup that Tatum made to win that game.
With 0.5 seconds left?
Yeah. Like, I can't make that little finger roll.
I couldn't have made the pass.
Yeah. I couldn't have made that. Exactly. I couldn't have made the pass. But, like stay in your lane, you know? Like, that. Like that. That's, like, the even with, like, my wrestling, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not good at.
Yeah, you got to play to your strengths, man.
I'm not good at anything. No, I'm just kidding.
Got a plan of your strikes.
But, no. It's, I don't know.
That's the thing that just popped up for the 2K community. Someone made Steve Harvey and looks spot on.
That's hilarious. Dan sent me a week or two ago. It was basically the entire Letterkenny crew.
Yep.
I was like, that's amazing. Yeah.
The time they put into it is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, like the thing, like I don't get is like how do they recreate the faces and stuff so well? Because you can do a thing where like you can import a picture,
yeah,
like a face map,
yeah.
But even with that, it's got the face, like it's got your face picture. Where I thought it would just be like, hey, you just map it, and then you can like do your features to match up with the stuff. And then, like, it would take the picture of your face away after you do that. But no, it doesn't. It still has your fucking face in it. So, like, you get the geometry of your face right, but then, like...
The screen changes, and it's like...
And it's like, there could be, like, a huge gap between my sideburns in the game and my actual sideburns in the picture that are mapped to my face. Yeah. Because, you know, it's just... It's,
well, Madden tried that a while ago.
Yeah.
The face mapping thing, and it was the same thing.
Just terrible.
Terrible.
Awful. I was like, okay, no.
Straight terrible.
But
Sleep a dog.
Sleep a dog. I was at daycare all day.
Well, all right. I guess until next week. Or 2 weeks. Or whenever.
Whenever.
Yeah. I'm gone next week, so unless you guys want to come up to the cabin to record.
Why not?
Because it's like 2 hours away.
With the price of gas? Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, I picked the wrong time to buy a truck, by the way.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
It's still truck stuff.
Truck stuff.
$100 a tank.
I drive like 5 miles a day, if that.
When do you leave for
that's,
the...
That's where your work from home helps. Yeah, I've got to fill up every week.
Mm-hmm. When do you leave for the north?
Tuesday.
Oh, all right.
Afternoon.
I was getting beers with and wings with Sonny on Monday.
Oh, no, I'm in there. I'm
all
there.
Right, cool, yeah, cool, yeah. Cool, cool.
So,
well, all right then. We'll see you guys next time as
we do stuff.
Do stuff, and you guys can go download and listen to this.
Dang. Not if I see you first.
Oh, touche.
Poison to think, I'm poisoned to think what I can do when I'm on the brink. A back to the wall, a villain when I'm ready to brawl. I'm killing, it's really, it's silly how I'm messing with y'all. Speaking, it's easy, you see me coming through in the clutch now. Duck down, profound sounds, dropping like touchdowns. Cursing in verses like missing persons, you never find it. Go and rewind it a second time if you need reminded. But shit, a contradiction might better define it. I'm grinding to sharpen the talent instead of bitching and whining. Culture refining, the perfect pressure to press a diamond. It's in your timing, not what you wear when you say you're rhyming. As far resign, I'll never make it to raise an island. Call me an island, I'm solitary in my confinement. Forget my elegant eloquence while I'm relevant. Carefully dismantle your status just for the hell of it. Heavy like an elephant, desolate while I'm reckoning. Strictly just for the benefit, evident in my devilment. And now the residents fear the presence of melanin. Malevolent supremacists speaking venomous sentences. Forget the precedent, get a taste of your medicine. A tranquilizer dart to your face, embrace the sedative.